Hey everyone, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
Writers at RVFTA.com.
And the authors of The Idiot's Guide to RV Vacations.
About 10 years ago, we had a couple of babies and a marriage that was on the rocks.
So we bought an RV and we started camping. The rest, as they say, is history.
Join us as we talk about where to camp, what gear to bring, and the best food to cook.
We'll also keep you dialed in to the latest RV innovations from people in the know.
So pull up a chair and join us around the digital campfire.
This is the RV Atlas. Hello, everybody, and happy Thanksgiving to all of you out there. And before we get started today, I just wanted to say that I'm very thankful for all of you who have ever listened to an episode of this show. And I'm very thankful for my co-host, Stephanie, and very thankful for Maggie, our dog, and Lucky, our cat, and Max and Theo and Wes, our kids. And I'm thankful for our new RV. And I'm just kind of feeling thankful.
Overflowing with gratitude.
Yeah.
And perhaps a couple of items of wishes, too.
There's some things on my wish list, yeah. That's for sure. Also, you know, I just think that sometimes we have to be honest. Like, it's kind of hard to get down here into the podcast studio sometimes.
Oh, yeah. So
tonight was one of those nights, man.
So you figured you'd do like a mindset shift and to think about what you're thankful for.
An attitude of gratitude. Because as we tried to get down to the studio tonight, about like five different things happened, including Mr. Wesley conking his head.
Yeah,
into a doorknob and getting a big egg on the back of his head.
On the regular.
But I'm thankful because he's okay.
No emergency room visits. You know, it's always a good day.
And some nights when it is a little stressful to get down to the podcast studio, I just dream of endless hot water and taking like a really long hot shower with the Truma Aqua Go.
Ooh, good segue. This episode is in fact sponsored by our very good friends at Truma. Truma is a global leader in comfort technology, and they bring more comfort on the move to North American RVers with their revolutionary on-demand Truma Aqua Go, which we have and which we love and which we can't RV without.
And that would make a great gift for the RV. And the whole theme of this episode, which is our third holiday gift guide episode, is that like your RV deserves a gift. Like sitting under the tree, there should be something that's there for the RV because the RV is part of the family. And a Truma Aqua Go, well, actually, you couldn't put it under the tree because they have to install it at the dealership. So there goes. You could gift it. You know what you could do? You could wrap up some hot water under the tree.
All right. So what you do is you can swap out any 6 to 16 gallon RV water heater. And it also comes standard on some new RV models out there. So definitely look for that. And the magic of the AquaGo is that you do get instant, endless, and constant temperatured hot water. That's my new phrase, constant temperatured hot water, okay? You also get an amazing product from a company that is really focused on bringing their reputation of quality and service stateside to the USA. So visit Truma.net to find a Truma certified dealer and upgrade your RV water heater today. Okay, I'm excited to talk about these gifts for the RV since we all treat our RVs like they're part of the family.
I just think it's like another excuse to buy something, and it doesn't have to be a gift for mom or a gift for dad.
It could be a two people gift too. It could be like two people saying, hey, let's get ourselves this together, you know, a spouse.
Oh my God, like a husband wife team out there to say like, hey, I'm going to get the Truma Aqua Go.
Team up.
So these are just cool gifts that kind of will make your RV more fun or more exciting or more safe or whatever it might be. We have about five or six of them, but they're pretty major gifts here. So I wanted to start with the Yakima Long Haul Premium Hitch Bike Rack. It's for RVs and travel trailers. Now, when we bought Benny, our new RV, our new Jayco Eagle.
Benny the Eagle.
We did a little research, but we almost immediately ordered this Yakima Long Haul Bike Rack. Then, of course, it got freezing cold. And we haven't used it, but I'm still totally confident to recommend this. I'm still totally confident to recommend this one, and I'm going to tell you why. So in the summer, we test RVs for Trailer Life magazine for the past two summers, and we've gotten to be friendly with Bob Livingston Jr., who is a member of the RV Hall of Fame. He was the editor of Trailer Life magazine for a couple decades, and he's a full-time RVer, and he's huge into biking.
Oh, his bikes are like his babies.
Well, I mean, he has really nice bikes. And his wife, Lynn, they have really nice bikes. It's like it is their number one RV hobby. So he's super, super serious about the equipment and about what he recommends. And just like Bob does not recommend something unless it's amazing. So he actually reviewed this in Trailer Life magazine and he more or less gave it a rave review. All right. So this is rated for an RV. Now, your typical bike rack is not intended for an RV.
Even though you have the hitch receiver on the back of your RV, perhaps, you're not really supposed to put just any bike rack into that hitch receiver.
It needs to be RV rated or RV sanctioned because it's a little rougher back there than it is at the back of a car. Mm-hmm. The suspension's different. So if you just buy a bike rack that's intended for like a car, you could damage the back of your RV.
Or lose the hitch. Lose the bikes.
So this one is designed specifically for RVs. It's only $263 on Amazon, and we'll link to it in the show notes.
That's a deal when you start looking at bike racks.
It's a real deal because a lot of them are $800, $900, $1,000, and Yakima is one of the best brands, like along with Thule. I mean, Yakima is one of the best brands. So this is super affordable. It's rated for 4 bikes. Now, Bob gave this a rave review, but he did say that 4 bikes was a little bit wishful thinking.
But that's what they all say. Everybody that knows anything says, take one bike off of whatever they say. Yeah.
Exactly. He said 3 was doable, and he said 2 was perfect, all the space in the world. So that was a little bit of a concern for me because we have 5 bikes. I mean, there's 5 of us. But I just figured if I can get the 2 adult bikes on it and 1 of Max and Theo's bikes, I can put the other 2 bikes in the bed of the pickup truck and still close the tunnel cover.
Right, which is why I wasn't willing to put the bikes in the back of the truck unless we could close the tunnel cover. I was not going to lose that, you know, ability.
Totally. So this spring, we're going to bust this out. I can't wait to use it. I'm already dreaming of spring RV trips. And in the show notes, I'll link to Bob's review from Trailer Life magazine, and I'll also link to the product on Amazon. I think that this might be one of the best values out there for a bike rack, and it's by one of the most iconic brands in the rack industry.
Well, you didn't have to wait to bust out the Solo Stove Bonfire. Till next spring. You've been rocking that in our driveway.
The Solo Stove Bonfire has just like rocked my world.
He's in love.
I am in love with this.
He's inviting all his man friends from the neighbor fund over to sit around his Solo Stove. We've said this on
Gear Guides before. You know, some of the stuff we buy, some of the stuff gets sent to us, et cetera, et cetera. We would never give something a good review unless we loved it. It's just not worth it. Like, I don't need a free product. So someone from Solo...
In fact, we mostly say no to free products that are offered to us because we're like, but we don't feel like dealing with not liking it and not giving it a review and having to deal with the company and tell them that.
So, you know, someone from Solo Stove reached out and said, do you want to test, you know, one of our fire pits? And they have 3. I mean, there might be a couple smaller ones, but I think there's really 3 main ones. There's the Ranger, which they say is good for 2 people. There's the Bonfire, which is good for, they say, 4 people. And there's the Yukon, which they say is good for 6 people. So I said, look, I will test the Bonfire. And just like I say with anything else, like if I like it, I'll review it. If I don't like it, you know, I'm not going to review it. And I have just fallen in love with this thing. And it's hard to explain what I like about it, but I'm going to do my best. What I like about it, it throws off a ton of heat. It burns the logs very, very efficiently because the combustion and airflow technology that is built into the Solo Stove, which I know sounds crazy, but it basically makes a very hot, very efficient fire. And I sometimes like to have a short fire, but I feel like when you build a fire at the campground, you're committing to like a 3-hour fire just to build up a warm fire. Here you can put in some twigs, get them lit up, add 2 or 3 logs, and have a really nice, hot, short fire. And the amazing thing is, at the end of half an hour or 45 minutes, if you don't add more fuel, more fire, Stephanie, I showed you tonight. I said, go look in the Solo Stove Bonfire. What did you see in there? That was the remains of my fire.
Little ashes, just little tiny bits of ashes.
It leaves just a little bit of ash left. These things are also attractive. They look incredibly durable.
They're popular. They're tipping as a product. From so many of our listeners that they love this product. It wasn't like, you know, oh, we've never heard about this before, we want to test it. I mean, this has been growing in popularity for couple years.
Yeah. I think the product's tipping. I think it's exploding. They have some great Black Friday pricing going on. It's the lowest prices. They were kind of expensive, but it seems like they're coming in at some lower price points now, and they have really good Black Friday pricing. It does get hot to the touch, so you don't want to touch this thing while it's burning. But if you put your hands like above it and around it, it just throws off some nice warm heat. It's really attractive looking. Someone in the RV Atlas group said they wanted to buy it, and they're an Airstream owner. And I said, oh, this is going to match your Airstream, isn't it? Because it has that look. And they were like, yep, you read my mind. So it's a beautiful fire pit. It's very portable. It comes with a carry bag. I'm thinking of bringing it to the beach this summer too. And I've been inviting friends over to hang out with me in the driveway, for goodness sake. So really enjoying the solo stove bonfire. The bonfire is like $240 right now.
All right. Now, the next product I'm really excited to include on our list because it's a water filter, all right? It's the ClearSource Premium RV Water Filter System. And a lot of you know that with the toy hauler, we had the AccuVitac system and we built it in to our kitchen sink. And I love that thing so much. For 2 years, I didn't buy a single bottle of spring water. We traveled all over and no matter where we were, the water tasted the same. Like it was amazing. And I really discovered the joy of having a great water system.
And we still highly recommend that one.
Right. So when we got rid of we had a really tricky decision to make with the getting rid of the Octane. Were we going to get another AccuVitac for the Eagle? Because we couldn't take the one out of the Octane. I mean, it was the spout is in the counter. Like it wouldn't be a good thing to do.
Not attractive for resale.
Yeah, you can't do that. So it was like, do we want to buy another one?
But they're not cheap.
They're not
cheap. They're like $500+.
And at the same time, sometimes we're always like, well, we should try something else. It's kind of one of those things that you feel like when you're doing this and you're podcasting for people, you feel like you want to see what else is out there and at a different price point. And this product is at a lower price point, which is nice to offer people.
Yeah. So listen, again, I'm not recommending the one I bought. So the one right now that I'm recommending for the show is the ClearSource Premium RV Water Filter System, $275. It has two filters. Now, we have used this several times. Once again, we used it when we were doing the RV testing for Trailer Life magazine. The technical editor for Trailer Life, Chris Daugherty, uses these on all of the rigs that we test out in Elkhart. And he does that because there's a lot of iron in the water at that campground. And this keeps the iron from getting into the RV.
And staining the toilet and the showers, everything so when we're testing the RVs.
The two-filter one we have used, we highly recommend. Now, I actually went ahead and bought the three filter one. And that third filter is crazy. It actually, they say that it'll stop E. coli from coming through the water. I mean, the three filter system, it's big, it's $350, but it filters out everything.
It's so, down to 0.2 microns. I think as opposed to 0.5, right? I think
right.
The other one's 0.5. So this goes to 0.2.
Yeah, the first filter on either of them is going to keep out things like little bits of rock or sediment or things that might damage your Truma AquaGo, actually. Then the second one is going to filter things down to 0.5 microns, a lot of contaminants and whatnot. But then that third one at 0.2 microns, like they say, just that's going to keep anything dangerous out of your water. Now, I'm recommending the two filter one on the show because it's a slightly better price point. But also the three filter one I bought, it's kind of big. Just to be honest, I mean, it's big to move in and out of the RV as you're using it. And I think that more people might be attracted to the two filter one.
Well, and that's another reason why we wanted to maybe try another water filter was the AccuVa was for the sink and it was for the drinking water. But this one, you know, this is for the entire RV. So it's also filtering all the water that comes into the RV and goes to the different, you know, the different sinks.
Yeah. And it comes in like a rugged stainless steel kind of casing. This is a really well-built piece of equipment.
It's an up-and-coming company, too, that's really sourcing a lot of water filters on some of the more off-road RVs that you're seeing, off-grid RVs that you're seeing and more.
They have products now that
like
you can
like the Sonic
get
that I highlighted at Open House. So it's interesting. I think this company is one to keep an eye on in the RV space.
And that had a filter where you could actually take like lake water and filter it when you're boondocking.
Yes.
Yeah, so these guys are for real about filtering
water. They're not messing
water.
Around. And so we're keeping an eye on them and definitely enjoying trying out some of the products.
I am enjoying this company. And also the guy, the owner or whatever, did a cool video on this. And he was like really interesting about filtered water. Like I'd never gotten such a good education. And I want to totally have him on the podcast.
Yeah, I will. Yeah, I met him at Open House. He knew who I was, which was really funny. Like I was talking somewhere
Everybody
and I
Open
heard
House knows who you
I
are.
Heard him say, Stephanie? And I looked at him. He's like, I'm from Clearsource. He was a really nice guy. So we chatted for a little while.
Yeah. I mean, you know, here's the thing. If you go buy that cheapo El Cheapo water filter that you could just like get at Camping World for 20 or 30 bucks, the only thing that's doing is like keeping rock and sediment out of your RV. It's not really filtering out contaminants.
Oh, no. And it's not filtering for taste either, which I really have a hard time with when we RV.
All right. Now, this next item I'm really excited about. It's the Furion Lit and the Furion Lit Charging Dock. The Furion Lit is a USB speaker, which also, surprise, comes with a flashlight.
Because what's better than a speaker and a flashlight?
The USB speaker, it's rugged, it's waterproof. It's $99.95. Now listen, there's a lot of good USB speakers, and there's even probably some USB speakers that might have a better sound quality at this price point, but there's something I love about this one. It's kind of specifically designed for like boats or RVs, and if you install the charging dock, which we have now two charging docks in our Jayco Eagle, one in the outdoor kitchen and one in the inside of the RV. It's basically a charging base for your USB speaker. So it's I have it mounted in the outdoor kitchen, but then if I want to take my music over to the campfire, I can just clip it off, walk it over, and I have the flashlight right there, and I have a USB at the fire. So this one is kind of specifically designed to be used in an RV, and it has really good sound quality, so I've been loving the Furion Lit.
All right. So now the next one I feel like really just should be our gift to our RV. I'm so sick of not having one of these.
I know. I'm honestly
a little upset.
It's kind of crazy that we of all people have not bought this yet.
You know why? Because we've been so lucky for how many years? How long has it been? Six,
we haven't had a blowout in about
seven or eight years. And so because of that, I think that we keep saying, we know it's a possibility. We're really good about our tires, but it doesn't matter. You can still get a nail no matter how good you are with your tires. So we've been saying like,
This isn't cheap either.
I think the price point scares us. But what it provides you with is worth, to me, that's worth every penny. Because if you get a nail in your tire, it's going to tell you, a tire minder system is going to say, one of your tires is losing pressure. This is going to protect you from a blowout, you know? Because then if you know to get off, you can get off, you can check your tire, you can see that there's something in it without having your tire blow out, maybe, you know, injure your underbelly of the RV.
Well, so I went into our Facebook group, the RV Atlas, the group, and I said, what gifts do you want to get for your RV? And the number one thing listed was a TPMS, a tire pressure monitoring system. So once again, we're recommending the TireMinder Smart TPS with 5 transmitters. We'll link to this in the show notes. And this is the one we're recommending because once again, Chris Doherty from Trailer Life Magazine, our buddy, who's the technical editor over there, he recommended this one on a previous episode of the podcast where he went through some gear and some gadgets for the RV. He feels like this is the best one and it has sort of that Trailer Life stamp of approval. So you can buy one that's intended for an RV with 4 tires. You can buy one that's intended for an RV with 6 tires. So just make sure you're getting one with the right number of transmitters for your particular RV.
And then it's compatible with both iOS and Android devices. So you can get the app on your phone and you can have the app running on your phone. Or some people use like an iPad in their cart or in their truck in order to monitor
at all
times.
This is going to run you over $400. Okay. But when it comes to safety, I mean,
safety ain't cheap.
Safety ain't cheap. And look, the number one issue RVers have is a blowout. I mean, that's the main problem people have. So highly recommend this. So I asked on the RV Atlas group what some other ideas were for gifts for the RV, and I just wanted to read a few of them. So Michael Friedman Sr. says he wants a Zinus mattress and a Blackstone.
Two great combo, my man. Great choices.
We're on our third Zinus.
Are they both in the RV FTA Hall of Fame?
The Blackstone we haven't had for 3 years yet.
Oh, okay.
It will be eligible this year.
All right. We'll have to update.
We're on our second or third Zinus mattress, and we love the Zinus mattress, and at the price point, we think they're an obvious decision. And of course, we love our Blackstone griddles, the 17 and 22 inch. Mary Lee Brown says she wants Betty's bedding.
I love that product. Unfortunately, my kids, not so much, because they will only sleep under Camp Casual blankets. So what happened was, after a while, I was thinking of splurging on Betty's for the 2 bunks and the octane. And I was like, because Theo had it over in the toy hauler bed. And I'm like, I'm not even going to bother because they won't sleep underneath the Betty's bedding. They just sleep under the Camp Casual blanket.
But you tested and really liked that.
Yeah, product. We have. Oh, yeah, we have it. I still use it, actually. I have. Yeah, I just said it was on the queen bed in the toy hauler, and it's also on one of the queen beds in our house.
And a lot of people do say, oh, it's pricey, but I think it's one of those things where you get what you pay for with Betty's. So Dana McLean says she wants a surge protector. You should not be RVing without a good surge protector. Everybody needs one. If you're listening and you don't have a surge protector, please go out and buy a good one because it's really necessary. Steve Curran says he wants tire covers, and that's great for the long-term endurance
and
of your tires.
Very affordable, super gift affordable, for your RV.
And you could maybe get another year or two out of your tires.
Surprisingly inexpensive.
Totally. Jennifer Roberts says that she's going to lube her RV in all of the right places.
Okay.
For Christmas.
Keep going.
So you go, Jennifer. Kim Fitzsimmons says, we love to show our Indiana state flag and International Motor Speedway checkered flag when traveling. It's RV bling and a great conversation starter for your neighbors. So maybe that personalized family flag or a flag for a sports team that you like, something that would go with the RV and kind of have a little personal touch for the family RV.
Good so suggestion.
Don't
everyone
to get your RV a gift for Christmas. And Stephanie and I think we've both decided it's time for us to get that TPMS. Drop us an email, drop us a message on the RV Atlas group, and let us know what you're buying for your RV this Christmas. And I really, truly mean it. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. We appreciate every single download, and we hope to see you all at the campground.
See you at the campground. Thanks, everyone, for listening to this episode of the RV Atlas. And a big thanks to the sponsors of this show, Jayco, Bass Pro Cabela's, Thetford, Go Power, and Go RVing. We appreciate their support in creating educational and inspirational RV content.
You can also find links to everything mentioned in this episode over at rvfta.com, plus hundreds of blog posts on everything from gear recommendations to our favorite camping recipes.
If you enjoy our show, please leave us a review wherever you listen, and make sure to get social with us on Facebook at The RV Atlas and on Instagram at Jeremy and Stephanie. Plus, we've got the friendliest campers around in our private Facebook group, so check it out.
Until next time, I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Stephanie.
And we'll see you at the campground.
See you at the campground.